Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story. We break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome you back on Grant and Danny, closing in on Eckler. We're going to do something for the first time ever. We'll see how it goes. We're going to learn this thing together. So, Darius, you've got a 45-second timer, presumably. Yes. Love that. And at the end of the 45 seconds, we'll have some kind of identification that your time is up. When you hear the bell,
there you go.
It's over, right? This is a praise clock.
We've done the vent clock for years. Like a team loses, or they lose all the time, or you're just, it's a great time to be pissed off and mad. We've done that forever, right? In perpetuity. That was one of the original things that you and I did. It's like along with like, what are you eating? Double play, beltway blitz. We've kind of always done it. Well, here's the thing. You got a 13-win team in the second round of the postseason, right? You got the rookie of the year quarterback. You've got a great GM, a head coach that everybody loves, an ownership group that knows what the hell they're doing. It's not really time for a vent clock. What's the opposite of that? We came up with the praise clock. Whoever you want to give some flowers to, some roses, some compliments, whoever should be the recipient, it's up to you. Take it wherever you want it.
All right, I will start this show. I believe we're going to substitute a buzzer for a bell, though. So that's how you know it's over at 45 seconds. But I'll show you how it's done here. I'll put 45 seconds on the clock.
Here we go.
I am choosing. Wait, not quite yet. I'm choosing to praise Adam Peters, which will surprise no one. All right, start it off. Adam, you are exceptionally handsome. One of the best-looking executives in all of sport. Your jawline would make Henry Cavill jealous, and your haircut looks like it costs $200. But I choose to praise you for your football acumen. What a job you did in year one. Even the stuff I didn't love when you did it. Dan Quinn, as head coach, worked out beautifully. You chose Jaden Daniels as your quarterback. So far, a home run for the record books, but it's the subtle moves. It's the leadership of Bobby Wagner at linebacker. It's paying Luvu to break out and be elite. It's the one-year deal for Jeremy Chinn, who's been outstanding. It's the excellent contract and addition of Austin Eckler, who's been a key. Everything you've touched has turned to gold. It's not the Midas touch. It's the Peters touch. I thank you, Adam Peters. And that is how the praise clock works. Danny, you are on the clock now.
Josh Harris, Magic Johnson, Mark Hine, Mitch Rales, thank you. This is what it's supposed to look like. Decent human beings. That's all you have to be. Just decent human beings that acknowledge there are things that you may not be experts in. It's okay to not be an expert in something. I don't know how to do any plumbing. That's why I hire a plumber. You guys don't know how to be a football GM. That's why you hire a football GM and Adam Peters to set the whole culture, set the whole tone. You do the thing that's needed to be done as an ownership group. You put lipstick on that stupid pig that is Northwest Nubs, FedEx Field, Armless 40, known as whatever. You make sure the team stays out on the road when they got to stay out on the road. You go the extra mile. You take care of the group because the whole operation is supposed to be about winning football games. And that's what you guys are about, and you're reaping the rewards. All it takes is competent ownership to give you a chance, and you are.
Attaboy. Toby Altizer, you hear him after games, and you will again this week, working post-game deep into the evening. Toby, the praise clock begins now.
I want to praise Terry McLaurin. This guy never complained about anything. The furthest thing we ever got and close to a complaint was him joking, saying he was doing cardio one game. That's all that we got. And we said, if this guy got a quarterback, he could be a legit wide receiver. And what do you know? You get him a legit quarterback. He's a second-team All-Pro. He gets into a playoff game where they have a legit chance to win. He goes for 89 yards and a touchdown. He never complains about anything. He's an incredible leader. He's someone that everyone should want to be like. And he's playing for our football team that's moving on to the divisional round of the playoffs. Thank you so much, Mr. Terry McLaurin.
Didn't even need all 45. He's a pro in that way. You guys know Dad.
Tell me that.
He was one of the two people that helped make you possible, right? Gave birth to you many, many years ago with Mom. Dad, 45 seconds on the clock. Let's start praising.
I want to praise Dan Quinn. Dan Quinn, thank you for bringing the linebacker position back to relevance here in the Washington, D.C. area. Our previous coaching staff didn't believe that linebackers mattered, and they showed us by putting lackluster talent on the field year after year after year. Dan Quinn, what did you do? You walked in this building. You said, I'm bringing Bobby Wagner along with me, and I'm signing Frankie Louvu, and both of those guys are going to make the All-Pro team, and they're going to make the difference for our defense. They're going to turn this defense around, and they did. They made this defense respectable as opposed to the joke that it's been the last several years under Ron Rivera and his leadership. And for that, Dan Quinn, I thank you. And for that, Bobby Wagner and Frankie Louvu, thank you for bringing linebacker back to Washington, D.C. and being a respectable position.
It is amazing, by the way, that a linebacker, Ron Rivera is your head coach and GM, basically, and a linebacker, Jack Del Rio, is your D coordinator, both kind of decided, we don't think that position matters very much.
It's odd. Like, given the history of it, right? I mean, it's like, imagine a quarterback or a former offensive player that ends up becoming head coach being like, you know what, we're going to win with defense. We're going to win by punting and field
Buffalo
position.
Nickel, though.
Yeah,
that
seriously.
So much.
If only I could hear that phrase one more time. I heard that phrase as much during the Rivera era as... What was his
name? So more so than anything else. And that's my thing about it is.
Thing about it is good. I'm trying to think of the other one he always said. Oh,
be where your feet are.
Hated that one.
Don't draw me a map unless you're a Buffalo Nickel. Okay?
That one. Don't draw me a map unless you're Jamin Davis or Emmanuel Forbes. Mm-hmm. I didn't like that one either. All right. Corporate Clary, you have 45 seconds to praise whoever you'd like.
Jared Goff, I mean, you mean the world to me. And once I kind of get talking about Jared Goff, it's just a deeper meaning to what you may realize out there. You get traded away from the Rams, you get sent out to Detroit, and they're like, dude, he's going to go fail. He's going to be a nobody, just like Matthew Stafford was in Detroit, and you're not going to be good at all. Well, last year, it went to the NFC Championship game. He should have won that.
Yeah, when you're praising Lions, you only get 20 seconds. Okay. We didn't tell you those rules.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine.
But I am glad that you're glad.
He goes, that's fine.
That Jared Goff is moving on. Corporate Clary, ladies and gentlemen. He really has gone full heel Vince McMahon style.
He's embraced his new lifestyle.
Which I like. All right, let's go to the phones. Edwin is in Silver Spring. Edwin, you know how the game is played?
Yes, I do.
All right, 45 seconds on the clock. Begin now.
All right, I want to praise the receiving core in the last game, man. Like, I feel like those stretch of games where we played, there were so many drops. There was just, you know, people weren't making plays. But in this last game, I was like, watching with my friends, man. I was like, man, everybody's playing their ass off. Like, everybody's making their grabs. People are, like, gaining yards, a lot of yak. Everybody's just, you know, making plays in the playoffs. I loved it. Passes were all perfect. You know, people had to come back to some balls, get low, dive, this or that, but everybody was on their job, man. I loved it. And I got a quick question, 5 o'clock. If Terry plays 6 years with Jaden, do you think he could contend for the Hall of Fame?
Well, I appreciate the question. I will jot it down to come back to you later.
Oh, hello.
But
there.
As you may know, it's not time for questions.
Mm-mm.
It's time for the praise clock. Let's go to Fred, who's in Bristow on G&D. Hello, Fred. How are you?
Hi, Fred.
Doing good, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it. Put 45 seconds on the clock. Fred, start praising.
My praise goes to the ownership. They have instilled an entirely new culture in this team, and everything starts from the top and works down. And the difference is like night and day. It reminds me of the Cook era. Where you always knew something good was going to happen. You could always look forward to the upcoming season, even if the last didn't go well. And I think that's what these guys have brought to this team. And so I applaud them. I thank them. I didn't think I'd live to see the day again that we used to have back during the Cook days.
Thank you, sir.
Just in time.
You're right
beat
in
the
there.
Clock. We appreciate you. I was actually... You know, thinking about when you were talking about ownership, Danny, like the decency and the decorum, the night and day difference, and how it does really matter. When you're not afraid for your job or looking over your shoulder, and I mean even just the little people on the totem pole, the people doing the stuff that we feel like we don't see on Sundays that work over there. The entire environment has changed.
Well, that turf field at the dump facility in Ashburn was unusable for decades. They went, well, that's ridiculous, and they fixed it. They made sure fans could come see training camp right away. They put bleachers up. You just do the thing. Just do the right thing. You don't worry about bottom line or cost. You do the right thing enough, it makes people happy.
Austin Eckler in 20 minutes. How about our guy Josh in Upper Marlboro on Grant and Danny? It's time for a praise clock. Josh, are you ready to go?
Yes, I'm ready. I'd like to praise the ESPN and Washington Post and City Paper reporters who reported on Dan Snyder and Bruce Allen for all those years and told the truth and helped to chase his grubby little self away from our team, yeah. Which allowed Josh Harris to come in, who brought in Adam Peters, who hired Dan Quinn, who drafted Jaden Daniels, who brought in Frankie Louvu and Bobby Wagner, who recovered the fumble that enabled the doink that led to the best sports week of my 42-year-old life and thrilled my wife and daughter and my 4-year-old and converted my 9-year-old from the Eagles to the Commanders. So thank you to those reporters that started it all off.
Let's go.
I love that.
That one's perfect.
I love that.
I could follow that chain one by one. It was, you know, one after another, the slow burn all the way to. Did I hear a conversion?
A conversion.
From the Eagles to the Commanders. This is how it's done.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to, you've never heard of this man, but Adam Epstein does a great radio show in Richmond.
I know that guy.
You know AWOD?
I do.
I had no idea. Mm-hmm. And so I was on with AWOD today, and he was asking about if this brings back memories of my childhood and the teams that I loved in 05 and 99 that made the playoffs and got wins. And I said, it absolutely does. But those years made me the diehard fan that I became. They made me love this team forever and ever and ever. And without those years, who knows? I mean, I'm a DC guy, so I would have liked the team, but is the passion the same? Do you go through all the bad? But if you're 10 now, like I was in 99, if you're 14, like I was in 05 or whatever, in those formative, you know, you're still childhood years of falling in love with the team, you're building fans forever. And it takes runs like this, wins like Sunday. That's what it takes.